Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank led to a soaring increase in America's money supply through most of the 1920s. Then, when the Fed reversed course and raised the interest rate, it charged banks by 70%. That had the effect of halting the stock buying spree and the fall in the stock market. In 1930, it would have been possible for America to pull out of what was at that point a mild recession. Unfortunately, the Fed began a program to shrink the money supply by 30% over the next 3 years. And in June 1930, the government enacted the Smoot-Hawley tariffs. This raised import taxes on more than 3,000 items. Duties on agricultural products increased from an average of 20 to 34%. When the tariff on imported wool rose 140%, 60,000 American clothing workers lost their jobs. In theory, these import taxes would discourage imports and encourage Americans to purchase more domestic production. But it backfired. When foreigners could not export to America, they didn't have the funds to purchase American exports. The Smoot-Hawley tariffs and retaliatory actions by governments around the world destroyed demand for one-third of America's economic output. Within 3 years, the price of American wheat fell 70%. At the same time, 9,000 banks, mostly in rural areas, closed their doors. By April 1930, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had rebounded 50% from its 1929 low, but the enactment of the higher tariffs 2 months later put the stock index into a tailspin that took it down 2 years later to almost 80% lower than it was at the bottom of the 1929 market. The shrinkage in world trade also helped set the stage for World War II. The U.S. government had helped Germany's Weimar Republic to pay the reparations imposed by the Treaty of Versailles. When the German economy collapsed, its government could no longer make payments. Unfortunately, that emboldened demagogues like Adolf Hitler. That's it for today, but there's more to explain. Come back next Wednesday for more of what really happened in the Great Depression here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.